Good morning. It is 10 a.m., April 29, 2026. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, and joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhoffert and Commissioner Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. And before we start with anything else, would you please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, do you?
Yeah, I have a couple things. First thing is, you know, when I turn the news on in the morning, you're hearing about all the severe weather that's going around in the south and all that. So I just, you know, you listen to it with a different interest once you're on the PSC about outages and stuff like that. So I guess the first point is make a plan. Make sure you have a plan out there if something happens, and your safety is number one. So the other thing I want to mention is Monday evening, an honor flight came in to the Bismarck Airport, and I'm proud to sit here with my fellow commissioners who were also a part of it. And I just want to say kudos to this community. That airport was full of people welcoming home the veterans, to all the sponsors, volunteers, whoever participates in that event. It's just very breathtaking and at times emotional, seeing the soldiers come home and be welcome home. But to hear from them what a remarkable trip it was, and to all the volunteers who, as one person said, ran themselves crazy because they were so busy taking care of them. I just can't say enough what it's like to participate in an event like that, but to all who are involved, a huge, huge thank you to this event.
Commissioner Kringstad, very, very accurate. I agree with you 100%. Commissioner Kringstad?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay. We don't have anything on the consent calendar, so I just move approval of the minutes at this point.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, then moving into our regular orders, I move the commission approve bond release number 7 for surface coal mining permit NAFK-9601 held by the Falkirk Mining Company for the Falkirk Mine to release all reclamation liabilities on 285.28 acres of land located in portions of Section 25 and Section 36, which are in Township 146 North, Range 82 West, and in Section 31, which is in Township 146 North, Range 81 West in McLean County. The amount of the bond release is $421,656.47. That will be effective May 29, 2026, unless a formal hearing is requested in Falkirk Mining Company bond release number 7, permit NAFK-9601, application case number RC-25-247.
Second.
So to summarize that in more regular terms instead of legal terms, last September 24th, Falkirk filed the application for this bond release on the 285.28 acres of land. That's, again, located in three different sections in McLean County. The bond release tracts contain about 230 acres of land that were affected by mining activities and another about 56 acres of land that were not disturbed by mining ever. The bond release is entirely owned by Falkirk. The reclaimed mine area, consisting of those 230 acres affected by mining, contains about 190 acres of cropland, about 13 acres of native grassland, about 23 acres of seasonal wetland, four small temporary wetlands and a small grass waterway and about 3 acres of section line trails. This bond release has been split up into three tracts, and they're in the paperwork. They're called 7A, 7B, and 7C. 7A encompasses the bond release area in Section 25. 7B encompasses the bond release area in Section 36. And Tract 7C encompasses the bond release area in Section 31. So the results of the suitable plant growth material, and if I get to that again, I'm just going to say SPGM. The thickness assessment that is required, those are deemed adequate. The reclamation of the cropland acres, of the native grassland acres, and of the reclaimed wetlands all met our requirements. The formal bond release inspection was conducted on November 6th. Participants of the bond release inspection included people from our reclamation division and from Falkirk staff. But I want to emphasize here that the McLean County Commissioners, the McLean County NRCS, District Conservationist, the NRCS State Office, the Office of Surface Mining, Casper Field Office, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service were all invited to participate, but they declined the offer. This bond release, by the way, does not contain any federal coal that was mined, so therefore OSM concurrence wasn't required anyway. The Reclamation Division asked Falkirk to smooth some surface irregularities on a few acres after that inspection, but otherwise no concerns were observed during that inspection. The large seasonal wetland was supporting a diverse mixture of unharvested vegetation that was providing excellent cover for wildlife. This application contains some correspondence from McLean County's Superintendent of Highways indicating that the reclaimed section line trails have been reconstructed to a township road to provide public travel and for agricultural use. The public notice for the bond release was published in the official county newspaper, which is the McLean County Independent, for 4 consecutive weeks in late October and early November. No objections or concerns were received regarding the application. In this case, Falkirk is requesting a reduction in the bond amount for the permit, and the reduction they're requesting is a little over $421 million. That will leave a little over $2 million that we're retaining to cover the remaining acreage of the permit area. The approved bond release will become effective May 29th if approved today, unless a formal hearing is requested. That would derail the process. The reclaimed lands are subject to our current reclamation law and rules, and Falkirk has demonstrated that the reclaimed lands have met all applicable bond release performance standards. Our reclamation division, with the outstanding work they do, recommends approval of this application, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
And that concludes my portfolio, so I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order on notice of probable violation in Public Service Commission Aux Sable Midstream LLC Pipeline Safety Enforcement case number GS-25-260.
Second.
On September 26, 2025 through September 30th, 2025, the Public Service Commission Gas Pipeline Safety staff inspectors conducted an on-site operation and maintenance records inspection. After they completed their inspection, additional information was requested from the company, and that correspondence happened between October 1st, 2025 through December 12th, 2025. Upon inspection of the records, Aux Sable's operation and maintenance records indicated that the capacity of pressure relief devices at the pressure limiting station and pressure regulating stations was not determined at the frequency as required by law, which states that the capacity must be determined at intervals not exceeding 15 months, but at least once each calendar year. At the time of the inspection, the records indicated the interval well exceeded it, and they said that this oversight was due to the reassignment of responsibilities after multiple interval personnel changes. This is a repeat violation for them. Concerning this, working with the staff in the education, just to note that the pressure did not change at all. There was no changes to the devices that were inspected. It was just the interval of the timing of the inspection. Therefore, that violation has occurred. And pursuant to that, and with this being a repeat violation, the commission has accepted Oxable's payment of $2,000. They are assessed a civil penalty of $2,000. They have already submitted that amount, and they have corrected. The inspection has been completed, and they are working with the staff that within the next year, the staff will go out and review the records to ensure that this is a timely inspection. So I support this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move the commission reduce the application fee to $10,000, suspend the rates, and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company tariff updates, tariff and rates, case number PU-26-98.
Second.
On March 31st, 2026, Otter Tail filed an application requesting approval of revisions to its section of its North Dakota electric rate schedule addressing clarification, administrative efficiencies, and tariff modifications related to special facilities, farm service, and the energy adjustment rider and the real-time pricing tariff. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reason for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by June 10th, 2026. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing. I just want to add a couple things. Identified some of the sections. This application is looking at updates to 11 sections of their tariff. I think this is the largest tariff filing I've had on updates and all that. I just want to say one thing in their application is the proposed changes modernize the company's tariff language, enhance cost accuracy, and ensures alignment between customer billing and the market-based costs incurred to serve them. Except where otherwise described, these updates are administrative in nature and do not result in changes to existing customer rates, eligibility, or revenue requirement. So it's quite a lengthy filing on that. I applaud them for doing some administrative work, but there's a lot of changes, and most likely, if no hearing is requested, we will have an informal hearing on this.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
That ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Greenstead.
Thank you. I just have one item on the agenda today. So I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Minkota Power Cooperative, Inc., Agassi Transmission Line and Substation, Cass County, Siting Application, case number PU-26-22.
Second.
On January 12th, 2026, Minkota Power Cooperative filed with the commission a consolidated application for an approximately 1.74-mile-long 345 kV transmission facility corridor and route permit and associated substation in Cass County, North Dakota. On February 25th, 2026, the commission issued a notice of filing and notice of public hearing and scheduled a public hearing for April 2nd, 2026 in Fargo. The notice identified the following issues to be considered regarding the application. First, will the construction, operation, and maintenance of the proposed facility at the proposed location produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? Second, is the proposed facility compatible with the environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources? And finally, will the construction, operation, and maintenance of the proposed facility at the proposed location minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? The hearing was held as noticed on April 2nd. And so, for this proposed project, Minn Kota proposes to construct, own, and operate a 1.74-mile-long 345 kV transmission line extending from their existing Minn Kota Maple River Bison 345 kV transmission line and terminating at the proposed Agassiz substation just south of Harwood. The project is located entirely on property owned by Minn Kota other than the necessary crossing of Interstate 29, the crossing at Cass County Highway 81, and a BNSF railway crossing. The estimated cost is $110 million, with an estimated commercial operation by the end of this year, December 2026. Regarding the Commission's siting criteria, Minn Kota's studies and surveys did not record any exclusion areas. There were two avoidance areas noted. First, a cultural site in the study area, but that is outside of the proposed project workspace. That cultural site will be avoided by all project construction activities as recommended by the State Historic Preservation Office, and therefore impacts to that avoidance area has been appropriately mitigated. Minn Kota also identified a community water source protection area for a homeowners association in the project area based on the design considerations and implementation of conservation measures. Project construction and operation will not result in surface water or groundwater contamination. No other avoidance areas are located in the project corridor. Minn Kota has also agreed to mitigate the impacts of the project as indicated by its proposed certification relating to order provisions, stormwater pollution prevention plan, vegetation management program, and the project will be constructed according to standards of the Rural Utilities Service, National Electric Safety Code, and other applicable standards. Therefore, finding the construction, operation, and maintenance of the project will produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota. The project is compatible with the environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources. The construction, operation, and maintenance of the project will minimize adverse human and environmental impact while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion. Minn Kota Power Company's application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit is granted.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay. Before we go into recess for questions from the press, I want to make a couple of announcements. One is our next regular commission meeting is a day off of the normal schedule of where we typically use Wednesdays. The next meeting is Thursday, May 14th. Right here, regular time. Although I don't think this is going to happen, but I do want to point out with the work on the heating system going on in the Capitol, and I'm just not sure, you know, they don't have that timing down to a scheduled specific date. And when they were working the floor above us, there were some of those times when you just couldn't hear well enough to have held a meeting in here. And so if it would happen to hit just so, we might have to move it at the last minute to a different room that we'd find somewhere in the building. But schedule for Thursday at 10 o'clock and hopefully right here. And usually I stop at the next meeting with announcements, but because it's so quickly after that, I also want to highlight that the following Monday, May 18th at 10 a.m., we have a formal hearing for the Longspur Wind project. And that's technically two cases. It's the wind farm, which is entirely in Morton County, and then a short transmission line that extends just a little bit into Mercer County. And again, that's 10 o'clock. The case numbers are PU-25-304 and PU-25-305. And the joint hearing on those two cases will be at the Glen Ullin City Auditorium, again, Monday, May 18th at 10 a.m. That concludes my announcements. And is anyone going to want a break before we return for our administrative meeting? Okay, so we'll just take a short recess for questions from the press.